It's been a few months, but sour memories of the day I killed my father still burp back up, and my gut clenches every time. Todd and I were absolutely blazed, sitting on the front steps of his family's double-wide, when Dad pulled up, the tires on his Ford F-250 skidding to a stop about 3 inches from my sneakers, while the Jones Construction and Restoration lettering was practically shoved up my nose. Dad hiked himself out the driver's side door with a slam, and I knew I had about 15 seconds to sober up. We hadn't planned on doing this, skipping school and getting baked. Or at least, I hadn't. But Todd had found this brick of hash in his parents' barn, and, well, it was the first spring day where temps were due to hit 65 degrees. We cut out fourth period, rode our bikes back to his place, and got rocked. Seemed like a good idea at the time, and we'd had fun tormenting the chickens, but now I was going to pay for it. I wasn't the only one who was nervous, either. Todd tucked his drink behind his back while my dad crunched gravel. Todd had obviously forgotten that all he had was a Yoo-hoo. He nodded and called out, "Hey there, Mr. Jones." Dad murmured, Todd, in his general direction, but kept his eyes focused on me. He was just standing there, directly in front of the late afternoon sun. I squinted, but all I could see was this ominous black silhouette of rippling muscle. I realize I'm making him sound scary, but he's not. Everybody likes my dad. Even Todd. Even me. He's this pretty cool, off-the-grid kind of guy. He can build or fix just about anything, and I'm not just talking about when you've had a kitchen fire or a burst pipe. That's just what he does for work. He's also the guy who pulls over when you've got a flat, and the one who starts applying the Heimlich on some choker in Kentucky Fried. It's happened. He's smart, too. He doesn't have a college degree or anything, but he can talk about black holes and relativity. He can take any online Mensa or IQ test and come up genius every time. He even beats my scores, and I'm not easy to beat. The point is, stand-up guy Bill Jones can be a little scary when he's mad. And I was about to get reamed. He turned his face profile before he spoke, so I could see just how much air he was furiously pumping through his shadowy nostrils. "Got a call from the school, and another one from Cass." My first impulse was to cringe, make excuses, and get up, knowing I was busted. But over the last year or so, I'd learned that if I waited long enough in these fights, my pangs of guilt would pass and I'd turn into a cocky asshole, someone far more capable of fighting with Bill Jones. So I waited until I saw Dad as a thunderstorm, rudely blocking out my son. And I shrugged. I mean, big deal, so I skipped school again. I knew the real problem was the call from Cass. I'd never skipped the Tuesday-Friday afternoon internship before, and that was what he was really pissed about. He'd filled out all the paperwork for that internship himself. He'd even written the essay when I refused. All so that I would have the future he never did. Todd looked around quickly, hoping some excuse for his desertion would magically appear. "I think maybe I gotta help with dinner. See you, Mr. Jones." He practically ran inside. "Do you have any idea what you're doing?" Dad exhorted. "You have this gift. My God, you want to end up like that?" He gestured at Todd's disappearing form. "Dad, that's low. Leave him alone." He didn't even pause. He just growled,
"Hemingway Jones,"
in that low, throaty way that he always does before lecturing. And he knows I hate my name. But he rarely calls me Hem. He says it sounds like a pronoun.
"You have absolutely no idea what you're risking. None!"
And with that crack of thunder came the rain. He blasted on, salting his sentences liberally with words like responsibility and commitment. I rolled my eyes.